Eric Jimenez. Right. Some thoughts. Okay. First things first. The thought is just to barbell it. Okay, so lots of useful thoughts. So first, shout out to my best friend, Nassim Taleb. Still the GOAT. I'm Lebanese at heart. Hit a bar in Beirut, Lebanon. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so just like some funny thoughts. So the first thought I had was with cars, right? I think the best way to approach things is, you know, either drive 100% manual transmission, 5-speed, 6-speed, manual transmission, stick shift car, or have a fully autonomous self-driving Tesla, robo-taxi, or just like a simple minimalistic automatic transmission car. Any sort of quote-unquote sports car, you know, Porsche 911, GT3, GT3 RS, or whatever has used, even, I guess, a Ferrari, right? It's like, y'all driving, like, or BMW, whatever, right? It's like, the first thing you gotta do, look in, it's like, is this a stick or is it an automatic? If it ain't a stick, he's not a true mensch. Yeah, I was just like rewatching some video footage. Yeah, the new Toyota Corolla Yaris GR Gazoo Racing hot hatch manual transmission. That car is super fuego. So I think some things to consider. Yeah, I think in life, you know, think about Elon Musk. Simple, simple, simple. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Forget the book I read by on Steve Jobs. Like, hit it with a simple stick. Even Elon Musk is better. Thought is delete, delete, delete. So just, it's actually funny because the best way to quote, quote, improve your life or to beautify things is actually kind of a Taoist approach. Is that like, it's better to get rid of stuff than to add stuff. So like, even with your home, obviously you gotta buy like some things, right? Like you probably want pans and dishes and, you know, some appliances and stuff like that. But like, once you kind of have the most important things, then maybe scaling back or cutting back is actually a good idea. And not trying to optimize so much about these different things. Yeah, I think that this is a critical thing to consider. Because what a lot of people do is they just infinitely accrue things unto no end. Comes with art and stuff, and then hoarding tends to be, you know, a positively bad one, because regardless of how much money you have, the reason why hoarding is probably not the world's best idea is because you got to maintain it, right? People's like, yeah, but if I'm super rich, I just pay somebody to maintain it. I'm like, bro, he's like, it don't matter if you put somebody on payroll, you got to manage the person to manage your other stuff. And then you have to buy a payroll person to manage other people on payroll. And then eventually you just kind of forget who's on payroll. And then people like siphoning money at you. And like, apparently like really, 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 really rich people are always just paranoid that everyone's trying to get their money, which is actually probably true. And as a consequence, people don't live very good lives. My other thought instead is, I think the reason why I'm artist or maybe hypersensitive visually, it's like sometimes I see things and like I just kind of get confused or spooked what it is. So I think, typically with design matters, to make it extremely simple is good. Like, for example, this like, almost saw a car accident. Crazy. This like one head poncho thing. It's just literally just like imagine a flat sheet with a head cut in the hole, the center. And it's good because A, it's super easy and fast and simple to produce. And B, highest quality materials. Cashmere is lit. So why is it that the trend is towards complexity? I mean, honestly, I think people are just trying to justify themselves and their jobs, whatever. And the reason why this is such a not good thing, an idea, is that oftentimes when people try to complexify things, I mean, A, it just makes your life worse. And I don't know, I still think that, you know, let's say Eric Kim was worth $150 billion, right? Infinite Money is Going Infinite by Michael Lewis is a good read. What is it still that you seek? Yeah, it's just like being a big kid, having fun, not taking things too seriously. And I think for me, it's like, then, you know, once you're a crypto trillionaire, right? Then what? I still think then, I mean, several things, health, right? Like a few days ago, I had like the worst migraine headache of my life. It almost lasted 3 days. I'm not quite sure what. And also I had some stomach issues. And I'm like, no amount of money in the world could offset the pain of a truly bad migraine and or headache and or stomach issues. People are like, yeah, just take some painkillers. Like, no, don't take painkillers. Like, your body ain't stupid. It's trying to tell you something, right? And so even my best thought about a best lifestyle is don't take medication. Don't take painkillers. Like, the best thing is to do is probably just detox. Maybe you're drinking too much coffee or caffeine. You're not sleeping good enough. Just go out in nature. One nice nature walks. Do the Eric Kim rock workout. Just go on YouTubies and search Eric Kim rock workout to see me throwing around stones. Just go to the park or the, you know, local nature center. Just find the biggest rock you can. Just throw it around. And or just buy a heavy ass sandbag, roguefitness.com or titan.fitness, or just go on Amazon, buy a 400-pound sandbag, go to the playground, steal some playground sand, and just toss that around. Or just buy heavy weights, Texas Power Bar, Texas Power Squat Bar, buy the Monster Bar, whatever's, and just work with yourself off the grid. Even something I discovered is, I've been doing this funny, like, kind of off the grid workouts by myself, just in my parking lot, kind of urban backyard kind of thing. And obviously I don't have the best equipment compared to just having a good power rack at the gym, and I had to be a little quieter because I got neighbors, whatevs. But being able to work out in the direct sun topless, dude, this thing is effing glorious. I feel like we the new Spartans. That's how Spartans used to work out, the ancient Romans, Greeks. Obviously, it's like, the reason it's called the gymnasium, the gymnos, it means naked, like the gymnosophists. Sophists meaning, like, the wise men or whatevs. The gymnosophists, gymnasium, gymnos means naked. The way that ancient Greek, ancient Spartan, Roman men used to work out was all naked, open air, big ass, like, dirt sand lot pit, if you could imagine that, and just talk to each other, talk shop. So they used to live off the grid. And so I had this like kind of fun idea of like kind of this novu off the grid living, where obviously, you know, we still have the internet. You know, internet is good, obviously a net positive for society and the world. But I think it's kind of like, it's kind of like fire, right? You could use fire to cook your tasty ribeye steak, or you can use fire to burn out someone's house. So how you use it is important. The issue is, when you think about the internet, you gotta think like, you know, don't think about social media serfdom or social media sharecropping where you're building on some sort of foreign platform. Yeah, you gotta own the platform, you gotta own the tools, that's where open source is good. At least, you know, you could take it with you. Closed source, you can't. So yeah, barbell it, think open source, delete, 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 simplify, 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 and yeah, create your own ideal future. Yo, what up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs. Eric in the house. All right, some fun thoughts. My next car is gonna be a truck. Now you don't, I mean, I don't think anyone should ever own a truck in LA. It's a, try to park this. Okay, another car I think is super fire is a Toyota SE hybrid. It's cool, it's like, it kind of looks like a sports car and it's like, it's a hybrid that's like super cool. Yeah, I mean, I super love Elon Musk and Teslas. However, I still think that hybrids are, I mean, for the practical purposes, way more convenient. You can't be effed charging your car at one of these like random charging stations. Yeah, especially what, charge point? Look, it's a little broken. Yeah, actually some other funny thoughts I had was, yeah, maybe the, even a fun hippie thing one could do is just buy an old Tesla Model S and just live in your Tesla Model S, assuming your car has free supercharging, could be a good idea. Yeah, I think like, could you live in your Tesla Model 3? Maybe, but might be a little too tight. funny, it's like, yeah, so actually, pro tip, fun tips is, how do you know if something is good or not or bad? Just go to the dealership and see which cars were dirty. Traded in the Prius. Why would they do that? So look at the cards that they trade in, and then like, just gotta ask yourself, like, why did they trade it in? It's probably a sign that either it's just not a good car, or they don't really like it. Like, why'd you trade in your Tesla Model S? I don't know. but alas, some thoughts. So just finished reading. Going Infinite by Sam Bankman-Fried, read by Michael Lewis. Very, very good read. Michael Lewis is like one of my favorite writers. The writing is fun. You could also see that Michael Lewis, he just kind of has fun with it when he's writing it, and a lot of it is actually tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, reading Flash Boys was such a huge revelation to me because it just kind of uncovered and exposed kind of a lot of the stuff that I didn't really know about the financial markets. Just like, I mean, more or less like how much of it is like kind of a scam run by bots and algorithms. Okay, so some thoughts. You know, FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, etc. So the first thought is, everyone tries to paint Sam Bankman-Fried as this like evil guy, but actually if you read the biography, you actually find out that actually Sam is kind of more like this like, kind of like weirdo, savant, genius, mathematical whiz kid who's just not, he looks Mark Zuckerberg look like a social butterfly. So A, he's super effing smart, and B, I don't think he's evil or malicious or has any bad intent. I think the whole FTX meltdown thing, Sam is like, I mean, he's still like kind of like a high schooler, right? Stuck in his high school ways. And I think he was just too focused, busy doing other random stuff. And then he just kind of got distracted, and other people, I think essentially the whole downside of what happened was, I think what really, really happened was, nobody really knows. This is my theory, right? I think what happened was, to summarize the story, there's two corporations, FTX.com, FTX, the crypto exchanging thing, and then there's Alameda Research. Alameda Research was just it started off first, it's kind of like a hedge fund for crypto, I suppose. And I think what happened was, you know, either with Sam's knowledge or not knowledge, customer funds from FTX were funneled into Alameda Research. I'm not sure for what. I guess you're not supposed to do that. And then the problem that happened was, I guess the equity of FTX, Alameda Research, a lot of it was in their own FTT token, which was on paper worth, I don't know, $20 billion or some large amount. And then once CZ, the CEO of Binance, said he was going to sell all of it, customers started to panic and tried to pull their funds from FTX, finding that the monies that was supposed to be liquid in FTX as collateral wasn't there. So it's kind of like, you remember during the, what was it, Germany or whatever, it's like people panicking and trying to go bank, and then everyone's trying to concurrently withdraw their money at the same time. But at hand, the bank doesn't always have all the money at hand, because essentially what banks do is they take your money and then they leverage it to do other speculative investments elsewhere. And so therefore what happened was kind of this classic like kind of panic thing, and then that's what caused the bankruptcy of FTX. And also, it looks like the smoking gun was, I guess, Sam's girlfriend / CEO of Alameda Research, Carolyn, what's her name or something? This is where I don't think nobody should use Twitter / X or whatever, or social media. She tweeted, said, yeah, we'd be happy to buy your shares at $20 the thing. And that set up a huge red flag. People started doing research. And then that's when they started to realize that, huh, maybe something's kind of weird. So just don't post nothing to social media. It's not a good idea. Some things I learned. Yeah, I don't think Sam is evil. He's just kind of like, you know, like when you're so stuck in fantasy land and you just forget the world around you, that's kind of more like him. I would actually say the real culprit at hand was the quote-unquote effective altruist people. And I guess the ultimate epiphany that I had, what was kind of interesting, is ultimately people who are trying to do the most good are the ones who actually end up doing the most harm. And I think all these people who do altruism, effective altruism, yeah, essentially these people are a bunch of phonies. Don't trust them. Likewise, don't trust Bill Gates, vegans. I think anyone who has some sort of ethical life mission shouldn't be trusted, because it's signaling some sort of inner discontent with themselves, and they're somehow trying to rectify their own, you know, self-flagellation by directing their efforts elsewhere. Also, don't trust vegans. Anyone who goes vegan, I mean, like, if you go vegan for you just don't like the taste of other stuff, I'm like, that's cool. But this is like, wouldn't you just be a vegetarian? Like, I would trust vegetarians more than vegans, because when you're vegetarian, you can still technically eat eggs or like, even my friend Tim's a vegetarian, not because he don't like eat meat, like, he'll like he'll still like, you know, we're like, you know, we're on like holiday together, go somewhere. It's like we're cooking eggs and bacon. In fact, it's like, do you mind if we cook eggs and bacon? It's like, yeah, it's fine. It's like for him, it's more like he doesn't really like the taste of meat, which is like, you know, that's cool. But if it's like cross contaminated, like, so some people do the whole vegetarian, vegan, whatever thing for dietary health reasons. Some people do it for ethical reasons. Some people do it for moralistic, see the planet reasons. I find these, all these reasons a little bit phony. It's only, sorry, to reiterate, it's only phony when they stack all three at the same time. So for example, they say, you shouldn't eat meat because it's bad for you, it's bad for the planet, and it creates animal suffering. It's like, you don't need more than one reason to say something, right? So that's also another thing, is that when people try and justify something or something, whatevs, you never need no more than one reason to do something. It's something I learned from Nassim Taleb, Occam's razor kind of vibes. So for example, yeah, and also ethics is kind of one of these weird things too. When people say it's bad for the planet, it's like, what are you really trying to say? I think, yeah, that's not a good argument. But anyways, so several lessons to learn. One, it's kind of a cautionary tale. One, don't make your own token. Not a good idea. Two, I think the lesson is, the notion of the quote-unquote blockchain is a little bit overhyped. I think Bitcoin is still cool and sexy because it's the oldest and it's kind of like more time-tested, I suppose. And also the thing that's very optimistic, this is where it's good being like a Zen monk in a hole. well, I guess what is Eric Kim? It's like, I'm like a Zen techno monk, except I go to the gym and I lift 1,000 pounds. Just search it, Eric Kim, 1,000 pound Atlas lift. I have on the YouTubes. So the thing to consider is, you know, I had a bunch of crypto, I had a bunch of Bitcoins, and I never look at the prices. I check it maybe once every 2 years. And so the good thing is, I didn't even know what FTX was or Sam Bankman-Fried at the Hub Malta. I didn't even know what happened. It's good that I was ignorant because, boom, like, somebody told me, like, I don't know, a year ago, it's like, oh, crypto is super down. I'm like, don't tell me. And then, it's like, do you know what it is? I'm like, don't tell me, because I wanted to stay ignorant. And then I wrote it out, and boom, we used over 37,000 Bitcoin again. My personal price prediction is we're probably going to be over 65,000 by next year. My prediction, I mean, like, if Bitcoin could have survived the meltdown of Sam Bankman-Fried, it's probably a good sign that Bitcoin is resilient. And what is original white paper, digital monies, coin money, e-money, whatever's, electronic cash. And also the good thing to think about white papers, the simpler it is, the better it is. I mean, the original Bitcoin white paper, it's like super short. It's like, it's great. And also another thing too, trust, open source, permissionless, decentralized. And we have to consider anything with a version 2 is typically bad. Like the reason I don't trust Ethereum, because they did the fork split thing, whatever, hackers, whatever's, not a good sign. Even Chainlink, they did a version 2, I think. Typically not a good sign, but I'm still looking into it. The reason why version 2 is never a good sign is because it means that the core infrastructure thing is not robust enough. So if you have to make a version 2, there might be some sort of hidden weak link somewhere, which is not a good idea. And I don't know, it's fine too. Then like you think that all these celebrities are just being paid money to endorse random stuff. Steph Curry apparently took a bunch of money from them, so don't trust him. And that's fine too, because like, ain't nobody ever vilify Steph Curry because he looked like such a nice guy. But maybe the people who look like the nice guys outside are the ones who are the most conniving inside. Not, I mean, you never know, but it's always good to be critical. And yeah, CZ seems kind of like, I don't know, the dude seems a little bit sketchy, is kind of my vibes. But then again, I don't know if it's because he's Asian. And then his more straightforward. That's also a thing, is that Asian people are more straightforward. But yeah, ultimately, highly recommend the read. Insanely fun. Go Michael. All right, some more fun thoughts for us. So, so, some more fun thoughts for us. So this thought is about, like, you know, how to live the best life. I mean, bare lifestyle, walk 50 miles a day, maximum sun exposure. Another thing that I've been trying to do more recently, we did pretty good last night, is just get bed super early. We started like winding down at like 4:30 p.m. Started making like dinner around like 5. And when all is done and well, it's only like 6:30. You know, bathe, sand, nighttime routine. And then I think we all hit the sack around like 8:30 p.m. And then today, naturally, I woke up at like what, 3:45 a.m. And then that's also another pro tip I have about life. Never force yourself to wake up with an alarm clock. Like, I mean, people I find not good, don't trust The Rock. He's like taking steroids and trying to like say it's all about hard work and dedication. Like, yeah, and it's about the juice. And then he's also like, you know, download my app and, you know, buy my swag, look like me. I'm not gonna tell you I take steroids, right? And also, I think the reason why I find him so distrustful is he looked like such a nice guy. Nobody really has nothing bad to say against him, and that's typically not a good sign. Anyway, so don't wake up with the alarm clock. Wake up naturally, and then so I think it's like when people try to force themselves to wake up early, it's not a good idea, because sleep is godlike. The ultimate life hack you do is sleep 8 to 12 hours a night. Sand sleeps for 12 hours a night, and every time he wakes up in the mornings, he's kind of like a transformed, like, he's like a transformed man. It's like, I don't even see him as a kid no more. Yeah. And also, like, it's a bright future ahead for us of, kind of blogging and vlogging and stuff like that. Yeah, so I think the future is going to belong to bloggers, because we's the only ones left with interesting thoughts. So the funny thing is, you know, playing with ChatGPT, yo, jump on the jet bandwagon, guys. It's gonna be the next $10 trillion, $100 trillion industry. Yeah, just think about it this way. So, I mean, I'm just gonna make up some fake maths, right? Let us say that AI is going to be the next $100 trillion industry. If you could capture 0.05% of that, 0.01% of that, that's mucho dinero. And also, like, let us remember, money's all fake anyways. Does AI care for money? No. It's like, what is EK finna be? Eric Kim's going to become the next AI. Also, the funny thing with the AI, it actually makes me feel more human and makes you prefer to be human, because, you know, you can make all these, like, you know, like, you know, sexy AI babes, but ultimately you're gonna prefer a real life human being, not like a image generated thing, no matter how good. And then this is actually, I find, very disruptive for everything. It's gonna be interesting too, because, like, for example, a lot of you know, prawn, right? It's predicated on, like, I mean, just watch the Netflix documentaries on it, you'll find out, right? Like, I don't know, it's just kind of a, it's like, what, you take a bunch of super young girls, make them do certain things, and then you know, pay them money for it. But then once you could create AI, deepfakes, deepfake videos, blah, blahs, and then you no longer need the actual actors, then what, right? And it's to me, it's actually really interesting because then what is Prawn? That's just something in our minds, right? Because, like, let's say, like, so use ChatGPT, ChatGPT, DALL-E, DALL-E 3. You could say, oh, design me a beautiful Korean woman at the Met Gala, whatever's, or, you know, Bitcoin babe or whatever. And ultimately, there's going to be some sort of content restriction guidelines, which means, you know, you can't just be like, show me naked sexy girl with topless, right? Like, obviously, like, ChatGPT is smart, right? Like, ChatGPT is smart because it uses its own AI to see if, like, he's trying to be sneaky, right? Or, like, I was even, like, testing the boundary. I'm like, design, you know, gorgeous Korean woman in swimsuit, and they're like, and then the ChatGPT and Dolly's like, okay, ... we're gonna do this in a sensitive way. Like, so actually the humor of how it talks is actually funny. But that, I'm sure that you have a bunch of these weirdos that could download these offline models, creating all this weird prawn of fake AI model sexy women doing weird stuff. So then the question is, ultimately then, what does it matter? It's kind of like people who make the H-E-N-T-A-I. It's like, you ain't hurting nobody. Just got a bunch of a bunch of nerds, whatever's, right? So it's like, then it's just art? Is it erotic art? So eroticism, so then, you know, back then, it's like, eroticism was the point of all this. I mean, if erotic things, eroticism motivates you to go out and talk to real life human beings, maybe it's a good idea. And I actually sometimes I joke with guys, I'm like, if you watch porn, you know, but you don't rub one out, is it still porn? I don't think so, actually. Technically, I was doing some research on porn, pornos, I mean, I think like ancient Roman Greek times, I meant to like have intercourse with a prostitute. And I mean, prostitutes been around since ancient times. And actually what's interesting too is technically if we are seeking to maximize our greatness and our grandeur, you don't want to do energy suicide, which is essentially blowing your load, right? So a lot of guys trying to be sexier, attract sexy women to do. It's like, yeah, but like, what if you like the tension, but you don't want to bed them because you want to conserve your smug? Like, even when you watch Raging Bull, boxers, fighters, you know, the rule is you're never supposed to sleep with, you know, said woman or whatever is before the big fight. And it makes sense too, because, I mean, physiologically speaking, if you're about to deadlift 1,000 pounds, are you going to rub one out real quick? Probably not. I mean, there's nothing moralistically, ethically bad against it. It's just kind of more of a, like, what I propose is we should think more physiology instead of morals and ethics and religious ethics, whatnot. So yeah, just thinking about what it does to your physiology. And maybe the only bad thing with I have some suggestions. If you're gonna look at prawn, do it in public. Do it in the direct sun. Do it topless. Go to, like, you know, I don't know. Like, go to, like, don't do it by yourself. Like, okay, some thoughts. Never do nothing in private or in gig incognitos that you wouldn't feel comfortable, you know, your kid, your spouse, knowing that you did that, or the world, right? It's like, yeah, super simple. 'Cause several things. A, sooner or later it's actually accidentally gonna leak out, or someone finna find out. B, I mean, it's like, once again, there's nothing bad with it, right? So like, if you're gonna look at the prawn, go on your phone, whatevs, don't turn on Google incognito, just do it normal mode. Then, like, I don't know, like, people talking about internet privacy, right? I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, how much of this is because you guys just, like, on these, you guys on these websites, right? Yeah, so, you're gonna dip into the prawn. Actually, the best way to quit, quit it, like, I haven't looked at that stuff for, like, 2-3 years. Not because I have no moralistic or ethical things against it. Just more of a... Yeah, I think it just doesn't really interest me that much anymore. I'd rather lift weights or something. And actually, it's funny, too, because in ancient Roman Greek times, men were considered the more beautiful, desirable sex rather than women. Women nowadays, I think in American popular culture, are just marketed as this product. It's like, you buy a Lamborghini, you'll get sexy girls to sleep with you, which is not true. Ooh, yeah, look at this nice view. Tina loves it. It's like, L.A., L.A. And yeah, so... it's like... Yeah, and just... I mean, assuming you don't live in China, right? Don't use a VPN. Don't hide what you're like. It's like, always what you gotta do is, you know, talking to some other dude, it is, open up their laptop, open up the apps, his apps library. He's like, does he have uTorrent here? Does he have transmission? Does he have some sort of torrenting app? What does that mean? He's on Pirate Bay, torrenting, you know what, right? Or, my trolling theory, right? Like, I's the ultimate troll. To feel like you ask somebody, when you turn on Google Incognito, what are you really looking at? And yeah, and, I mean, I think there's some women who look at the prawns, but it's like probably overwhelmingly men. I would assume more than 90%, 99% of the population is men watching the prawns. Yeah, so just, so the best way to quit prawn if you want to, yeah, super simple, just watch a bunch of it. You're not allowed to fap, and then sooner or later you're just gonna get disinterested, and then better to go hit the gym. I mean, other productive things I think one should do, instead of looking at the prawn, just hit the gym, use the hot sauna, lift weights, better to look at real life beautiful humans than to do it on the screens. Or just sign up for a yoga class, hot yoga class. If you wanna look at pretty girls, just go to yogas. Seems like a better ratio. Don't go to the gym to try to impress women, because you're not. I mean, you could if you look like Eric Kim. But still, it's like, yeah, you know, you go to gym. Anyways, so some other thoughts on living the best life. Yeah, I think maximum time outside, biped lifestyle, it is. You know, lifting extremely heavy weights. Yeah, I think too, more and more, maybe the big problem in today's world, it's not necessarily technology. I think it's just like people so static. Like, you know, if you use a tech worker or a boss or something, right? I would actually say the best strategy would be you should do all your meetings outside, walking. I don't know, you could have AirPods on or just do it off your phone, whatevs. Even Zoom calls, I think. People, employees should not be forced to do it in front of a screen from their offices. They should be permitted to be out walking in the woods and stuff like that. So I think actually what we're dealing with right now, it's kind of more of a cultural thing, is that like this desire to not make other people feel jealous or envious is a bad one. Like, for example, like one of my best friends, right? One of the higher ups at tech company, right? It's like yeah, jump into a Zoom call real quick with a bunch of peoples, right? They're all like in their like working from home, these like sad ass apartment, super dim, all sitting, right? And then we're like on a hike in the woods, and his screen is off, right? And then like, you know, the girl running the meeting, right? She's like, why is your screen off? It's like, oh, it's because I'm out. And they're like, can you turn your screen on? Yeah, cool. Turns on screen. And then everyone's like so jealous because there's like redwood trees in the background. And they're like, what you doing in the woods? It's like, yeah, the doctor said I need to get my oxygen level up. This is for my health, right? So obviously you can tell everyone's super jealous. But critical thing to consider, not do nothing which is good for you because you're afraid that other people are gonna feel bad about themselves. Super simple, guys. And I think the reason why this is where it's good to be a little bit quote unquote socially autistic is a lot of our potential is held back by that. Even reading the Sam Bankman-Fried Going Infinite book by Michael Lewis, what I find very interesting is because he, I mean, like, he's kind of more like, more quote-unquote Asperger's-y's. I mean, like, even all these, like, fake diagnoses, I don't really buy none of it. It's just, like, some people's brains are wired a bit different. Like, this kid's kind of like a math prodigy. He's not good with social science. And therefore, you know, like, he acts in certain ways and just ignores people. And other people feel bad about it. I mean, I think the key success to my success is I have very good social intelligences, but I just choose to ignore it. Even Sam Bankman-Fried says, like, I can read other people good, but they can't read me. Right? So don't worry about hurting the feelings of other people is typically a good one. Yeah, LA is great. Yeah, Sen loves the metro. Yeah. What is this? Jefferson and La Cienega. Cool metro. Yeah, actually it's funny because all my best friends in the Bay Areas, come to LA, vibe out with me in Culver. It's much better here. Actually, it's funny, like, a lot of people complain about LA. I think actually the secret to living good life in LA, just never drive more than 5 minutes a day. Yeah, it's super simple, right? But you know, people call it working from home, right? I don't like to think of it working at home. I would say more like not have to go to the office if you don't want to, right? So maybe remote working is a better notion. Because, like, once again, if I was still working for a company, I'm not. My personal preference would just be, like, if I wanted to, you know, do all my work from the park or off the grid, I would prefer to do things that way, right? Anything that you have to be sedentary in a car. Like, even if you have to sit in a car 5 hours a day in the world's most luxurious Rolls Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, Ferrari, whatever, is it worth it? No. Yeah, I think I was doing a history on the sitting and what it does physiologically to you. So sitting for you is bad because it kind of atrophies all of your legs and your senses. And actually, my thought is, true intelligence is in your legs, your hips, your feet, your back. This is where wearing the Vibram 5 fingers and trying to walk 50 miles a day is a good idea. Like, imagine, right? 99% of people, what they do, answer emails and Zoom calls all day. And instead of having to be in front of a computer or stuck inside an office, imagine if you could just do all your walking while outside. Actually, one of the most successful people that I met, you know, he came to my Singapore Leica workshop. He had two Leica M9 titaniums, each of which are like $40,000, right? I'm like, how you get so successful? Right? I was chatting with him. And he's like, yeah, very. And then this guy was like super happy, healthy, like kind of older guy, but like insanely good shape. And then he's like, oh, super simple. Like whenever I just do all my meetings, I just walk around all day. I'm like, wow, you're so smart. And actually, I was telling some guy did it, right? It looks like the future is like kind of homeless people. I mean, even Balenci, you know, Kanye or Irwin, Demna, just like everyone's trying to adopt this like elite homeless look. It's like, why do rich people want to look homeless? I don't know. It's kind of weird. And as a consequence, yeah, like being able to walk, just do all your work walking, just don't be stuck indoors and off. Like even if you're in the world's nicest high-rise elite luxury bunker, and none of it is worth it if you cannot leave, get the fresh air, whatever. And then people are like, oh, it's so cold outside, right? I'm like, it's cold, just buy a nice Canada Goose jacket. It's like, you can afford a $200,000 Tesla, you can afford a Lamb, you can afford a Ferrari, you can buy yourself a $7,000 Canada Goose jacket. In fact, I think the money you spend on your clothes, your jacket, your winter wear is probably more important than your car. Just drive a 2010 Prius, white. Yeah, just call it a day, right? Real men do the walkings. Real sexy guys drive Priuses. 2010 Priuses in white. The EK Mobile. And actually, it's funny too, because I was randomly in Holmby Hills, which is, you know, a very rich area. And there's like a $150 million house on the market. And guess who I see pop out of the driveways? Like a, not the new Prius, but the generation before, just a white Prius, right? And to me, the signal is really, really, really rich people actually don't want to be seen and don't want to be unlocked and known. Because you drive the Rolls, people are gonna try to steal you. Yo, these are, all right, true vloggers gotta be street vloggers. Yo, look at these back tiles. This is like the ultimate spot to do a videos. And yeah, and I think, ooh yeah, look, we got the nice sunrise. Purple, sun's favorite color. And yeah, and I think, yeah, being outside nowadays is the ultimate luxury. It's anyone who's forced to be indoors all day. To me, I find that this is the biggest crime against humanity and our kids, is being forced to be indoors all day. Oh yeah. The downside of having to be stuck indoors all day is that using indoors all day, then the big issue, good morning, is that when you're indoors all day, it's just bad for your mind, your soul, your physiology, right? Like anybody who's stuck indoors all day, this is positively bad for your health. It ain't good. So actually a lot of people who spend all day indoors, yeah, they're like metaphorically diseased. It's not really their fault, but I still think it is one of those things where we gotta be more critical about our environments. Like, the weird Silicon Valley trend is people think it's like, oh, yo, we think that we're just a brain inside a shell. Like, Ghost in the Shell is like, upload your conscious to the cloud. Like, is you dumb? Not a critical line of thinking. So the future is LA. Walk a lot, the privilege of being outdoors, live off the grid, baby. America needs brains. I agree. Yo, whoever tagged this, shame on you. You know, I think there needs to be like more mutual respect for artists. Make a nice art piece. Yeah, ain't nobody should mess with this. Alright, so some more thoughts on LA, living in LA. Take it to LA. She drives a Maserati, she just wants a party. Take it to LA, yeah. America needs brains. America needs you. America needs EK. Alright, so some more thoughts. So yeah, don't trust nobody. Why I tend to distrust artists and stuff like that too. I mean, my overall critique is this Welcome to Main Street. Also the best way to be a vlogger, I call it like street vlogging or flaneur lifestyle, which is flaneur just means to walk around aimlessly, studied carelessness via the French. So who's the best walkers? The Italians and the French. But then again, your cities are also designed for walking. Yeah, try walking in the suburbs. So yeah, I think this is where it's so important to decide where you live, because like you can't really force yourself to walk somewhere that's boring. And this is where I still think it's so critical, even if you use the trillionaire, to much better to rent in an extremely desirable neighborhood than to own property, even in a good neighborhood, because most good neighborhoods tend to be kind of like more these like boring gated communities that really has nowhere to walk, maybe around the block, but that's boring. Better to be like kind of like, I mean, downtown Culver City, the Arts District is great, because it's kind of best to be in like kind of an artsy bohemian thing. Oh, if you're curious, our rent was 2-bedroom, 1-bath, originally listed for 35, and now we're they reduced it to 32, and we're paying 32 for it. And they're like, I mean, obviously there's a lot of money, but I'll spend my thing on nothing else. So as long as you could have enough money to spend money on rent, food, use pretty good. And also, what's sexy? Ambition is sexy. Gotta become more ambitious. Yeah. Time for EK to come out of retirement. Oh yeah, we got the sunlight. Beautiful morning. You're the sunlight morning, babe. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know what the secret of happiness is, but it certainly don't hurt having sunshine. Okay. And also, I think another thing I found out about myself is I require great stimulants to get me going. And I think that's why I prefer being kind of like a busy city. Even with having a bunch of cars driving by, it's like it kind of stimulates me. The great man requires great stimulants. Yeah, drink more Robusta coffee. This seems like a good one. Air Kim Omakase coffee. The second last better option is what, the Death Wish coffee. It tastes terrible, but the caffeine is strong and good, so it's a good second choice. Some more thoughts. So thinking about the future, the now, the whatevs, etc. I mean, obviously AI art is going to be big. Crypto is good. Bitcoin is good. I like this like gritty. Yeah, this is like is downtown Culver or the Culver City Arts District, can this become the next downtown LA in terms of art culture? I think so, actually. I mean, I guess, yeah, I think so. Maybe, yeah, actually, an easy thought is better to transform your own neighborhood into the next big thing than try to join it elsewhere. don't know, maybe I'll hit up the city to do some collabs or whatever. Come to take over. Yeah, and actually the funny thing is, once you have all the money in the world, infinite monies, what do people then want? Then it seems that people want what? Political power, they just want social power, whatevs is kind of, I think, what people are kind of going for. For me, it's this kind of like, I mean, I could care less. I'm more interested in maybe fun opportunities. yeah, just having fun. I'm like a big kid. All I want to do is have fun. And I think that's actually the best way to be self-motivated in life and beyond, is to just have fun. Having fun is very underrated, in my opinion. Why don't people prioritize having fun? It's because I think a lot of people's they've forgotten to have fun because, you know, people get grown up. Oh, so some other things I learned from the Sam Bankman-Fried, which I find fun. Oh, so some other things that I like about Sam Bankman-Fried is, kind of like essentially just being like an overgrown high schooler. I think being distrustful of cool adults. Actually, the kind of the wake up now moment was like one of the guys who joined the FTX team, you know, apparently he was quote old, and he was only 32, 33 years old. I'm 35. I'm like, what? This guy's like younger than. So, moving forward, the way I'm gonna approach things is, I'm just gonna think of myself like, I'm gonna be the ambitious 20-year-old college kid that was. Shout out to my friend Jacob Patterson, the early day of the YouTubies. It's funny because, like, this is where I feel like I could call myself an OG is, yeah, I was on YouTube before there was an ads. it's like one of the first YouTubers because I had the original GoPro just because there was, like, essentially no other video camera on the market. What did it shoot? 480p, 540p, 720p? I don't remember. Also, all my early vlogs just directly to YouTubies via the webcam, right? Don't be like a grown-up. So, and actually it's funny too, because, like, when I'm in college today, right, to do things, there was never really a strong profit motive. It's only when you kind of get older, so, oh, you want to see what money buy a house today, right? But yeah, I think it's better to just stay focused on yourself and just kind of have fun with it. I think the best opportunities are the ones which are not like, is someone going to pay me? It's just like, yeah, do it for fun or not. And then the money will follow. I think, so, I mean, not always the best advice for everybody, but my thought is just follow your passion and the money will follow. Yeah, you'll figure it out. I mean, because if you really, really need to make the monies, yeah, you'll figure it out. Don't worry. Don't worry, guys. Actually, one of the benefits and upsides of growing up poor is that the thought of bankruptcy or whatever is actually not that scary, because almost happened to me, and after I find out, oh, it wasn't that bad, then I ain't tripping so bad. Yeah, good thing to consider. Anyways, yeah, Culver City is the future. Just milk the opportunities while you're here. Yeah, so I feel that the best way to be motivated is autotelic, doing it for yourself, doing it for the sake of itself. I think often we fail when we try to do it to impress other people. Like, actually, even I think about it, all the injuries I've ever gotten at the gym and beyond is because, like, I'll just try to low-key impress or flex in front of other people that's not based on what I do. Like for example, certain things that I think are just bad movements is, like, bench press, floor bench press, too. Just, like, you only do it because you're trying to impress other guys, I guess. But now that I'm not in a gym no more, I ain't comparing myself to nobody else. I don't know, I feel like I could be a much more honest in my endeavors and doings. Is kind of a nice thought. Just kind of disconnecting yourself with the things. Okay, anyways, so the future of AI, you know, DALL-E, DALL-E 3, etc. I don't know, I still think that, AI is going to be the future. Just dive into the code, start learning how to code with it, and build with it. Still the future belongs to websites, blogs, vlogs, etc. And real life embodied reality is probably one of the greatest privileges that could be bestowed upon man. And I think art, even Nietzsche says art is the great stimulus to life. I mean, ultimately, after you earn $500 million, whatever, what then? Then it seems that what a lot of people get into is art creation, art collection, blah, blah. Let us not forget that photography is art. Prioritize your art.